The solar eclipse was so cool. I could still see parts of the sun, even when the moon was blocking it.
That's called the corona. It's the sun's outer atmosphere. Do you know what a total eclipse is? My name is Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. Today, people living in certain parts of the world like Greenland, Iceland, and Spain will experience a solar eclipse, meaning that the moon will cover the sun almost completely. But the moon can't cover all of the sun because the corona will still be visible. And that's just like the light of Jesus. No darkness can block his light fully, and that's good news for you and me, because when we face worries and fears, we remember that Jesus is always with us. John 1:5 says, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." And let's listen to our story. It's entitled, Total Eclipse. Reed came to a stop, panting. He'd been playing tag with his cousins for the last 20 minutes. They were playing outside while they watched the solar eclipse. He took advantage of the pause in play to grab his cardboard glasses, adjust them to cover his eyes, and look up at the sky. The sun was now half covered by the moon. Reed knew that eventually the moon would completely cover the sun. It was supposed to be dark. Reed really didn't like the dark. He looked around and felt comforted knowing his cousins were close by. The eclipse continued and the sky grew steadily darker. As the eclipse approached totality, the time when the moon would completely cover the sun, Reed felt a chill run over his skin and realized the air was suddenly cooler. He felt the familiar fear of the dark. But then his cousins ran up and his aunt came outside, and he remembered he was not alone. He thought of something his Sunday school teacher had said. Jesus was with him in darkness. When his aunt told him the eclipse had reached totality, Reed looked up at the sun. He was surprised by what he saw. The sun was completely blocked by the moon, but a bright ring shone around the moon's edges. Reed suddenly remembered what his teacher told him the day before. The ring was the sun's outer atmosphere called the corona. The moon wasn't big enough to block the corona. Reed looked around, realized that there was still enough light to play tag, and took off after his cousins. That night, Reed told his dad about the eclipse. "I was surprised by the brightness of the corona that shone from behind the moon," he said. Dad looked at him thoughtfully. "It makes me think of the light of Jesus, which shines even in darkness." Reed smiled. "Dad, I felt Jesus with me today, even in the darkness." Dad squeezed Reed's shoulder. "Satan tries his hardest to block out Jesus with the darkness of this world, but he just can't do it. Like the sun with its corona, Jesus shines so bright that he always overcomes darkness. He came into the world to free us from sin and give us his light, and nothing can ever separate us from his love." Well, how about you? Did you know that no darkness in this world can block out Jesus's light? If you're facing a frightening situation, Jesus promises to be with you. If you're struggling with sin and guilt, Jesus offers you forgiveness and gives you the power to turn from sin. If you're feeling sad, he will comfort you. Remember that he is always with you, shining the light of his love into your life. Our key verse once again, John chapter 1, verse 5.
"The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it."
And our key thought for today, nothing can block Jesus's light.
Are you looking for a devotional book for your family? Keys for Kids is perfect. You can read it with your family in less than 10 minutes each day. And you can sign up for a one-year subscription for free. Help your family grow closer to God and each other. Sign up at keysforkids.org/subscribe.
I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.